The physical and social consequences can be very traumatic and very severe. As I mentioned, the woman ends up leaking urine and sometimes feces constantly. This can also lead to other medical problems such as ulcers, sometimes kidney disease, nerve damage in the legs. But it's also a very socially stigmatizing condition. They're very humiliated. Many times they're ostracized or kind of shunned by family, friends, communities. The husband or the family might abandon them.
Are there any groups that are more likely to be affected by this disease than others?
We essentially say that fistula is a condition that almost exclusively affects the poorest and most vulnerable women and girls. As you may know, fistula has been virtually eliminated from most developed countries or industrialized countries. But in poorer countries, a lot of times, unfortunately, those women and girls don't have access to the healthcare that they need. And that includes these life-saving, emergency obstetric care, including cesarean section. So it's basically those poorest and most marginalized women and girls who don't have access to the care they need when something goes wrong during childbirth.
Can you tell me something more about how this can be prevented?
The best way to prevent fistula is that if a woman or a girl is delivering and the baby does get stuck, then if she can get that emergency cesarean section that she needs, that fistula can be prevented. Other measures as well can contribute to preventing fistula. These include, for example, making sure that every pregnant woman has access to a skilled birth attendant, such as a midwife or a doctor, to help her at the time of her delivery. And also preventive measures such as voluntary family planning and birth spacing, that can also help reduce both maternal mortality and morbidity.
The global campaign to end fistula was launched in 2003 by UNFPA. Can you tell me what has been achieved so far and what remains?
Over this past decade or so, we've made quite a bit of progress. UNFPA has funded almost 60,000 obstetric fistula surgeries. And some of the other campaign partners have also supported additional surgical repairs. And in addition, the campaign has helped to train a number of healthcare providers and fistula surgeons. We've developed specialized fistula repair kits. I would say that overall, we're happy that progress has been made. At the same time, we feel like we need to do much more. There are still an estimated 2 million or more women and girls in the world who are living with fistula. So we are happy about the progress, but we really want to see fistula eliminated in the world. And we feel like even if there's just one case of fistula left, it's one too many.